This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kaveh Kagazi. Missouri U.S. Senator Roy Blunt briefly addressed the Missouri House today. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the Republican from Springfield spent most of his nine-minute speech criticizing government growth and overregulation.
Blunt was especially critical of the federal government's attempts to regulate family farms.
You know, we don't need people in Washington, D.C. deciding what farm kids can do on family farms. We don't need the EPA trying to spend all this time figuring out how you can farm without dust.
Blunt told lawmakers not to emulate European governments that seek to exert more control over the daily lives of its citizens. He also told reporters that he will not make an endorsement in the GOP U.S. Senate primary, where the winner will challenge incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Republican Senator Rob Schaff says he'll try to block legislation authorizing a government database to track drug prescriptions unless it is put to a statewide vote. The House has already passed a bill directing the Missouri Health Department to set up a database of prescriptions financed with grants or donations. The database is intended to stop doctor shopping, in which people get prescriptions from multiple physicians to feed their addictions or sell the medicine on the black market. Similar laws already exist in 48 states. Schaff contends the database is an infringement on individual liberties. Columbia College broke ground for a new $14 million science building today. KBIA's Matt Vito has more.
A 10-year-old vision took its first step toward reality at Columbia College.
Let's turn some earth and meet the future.
College administrators and trustees plunged silver-plated shovels into the soil during a ceremonial groundbreaking. The college plans to build a 53,000-square-foot science facility atop what was the college softball field off of Rangeline Road in Columbia. The facility is slated to open in the fall of 2013. Science Department Chair Frank Summer says this support of science will boost morale as well as production by providing instrument storage space and research labs.
I think our program is quite strong, but it's sort of strong in spite of the facilities and instead of because of them.
$4 million has been raised so far. Columbia College President Gerald Bruder says that's the most money raised for any capital project in the history of the college. Matt Vito, KBIA News.
A Missouri lawmaker says a proposal to make I-70 a toll road is probably dead for the year. Senate Transportation Commission Chairman Bill Stoffer said in February he wanted his panel to send the measure to the full chamber. The proposal drew heavy criticism, and Stoffer now says it's unlikely the Senate will consider it before the legislative session ends on May 18th. The Senate voted today to set up a special committee to study Missouri's transportation needs. The panel would meet in the coming months and report its findings to the legislature before the 2013 session. For KBIA News, I'm Kaveh Kagazi.